Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The transition from hunting and gathering to systematic agriculture marks one of the most significant milestones in human history. Simone Riehl, professor of archaeology at the University of Tübingen, explains how recent research is providing growing clarity about where and when the practice took root.
Centristic evolutionary perspectives influenced our way of thinking on the origins of agriculture for many decades. This is why archaeologists were searching for a presumed core area where the smartest of our species would have developed agriculture and distributed the technology to neighboring regions. As a consequence of the core area model, archaeobotanists were searching for the oldest domesticated species in the Near East. In early aceramic archaeological sites located at many different places within the Fertile Crescent, they however found domesticated together with wild cereal species in variable proportions. The comparison of these finds suggests that the transition from cultivating wild to cultivation of domesticated species took several hundreds to thousands of years, rendering the core area model useless. Despite these discoveries, less well-investigated areas, such as modern-day Iran, were still considered as regions where agriculture was not developed by indigenous people. The cultural and biological remains from the aceramic site of Chogagolan in Iran, which are available over a sequence of more than 2,000 years, now suggest that cultivation practices were equally developed at the same time as in the West. These results imply that the use of plants is innate to human behavior, which had major impact on what has been commonly considered to be cultural, the development of agricultural systems.
That was Simone Riehl of the University of Tübingen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.